Today's share in the Dear Shem Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Reish Hei. We don't want to say the word Ra'ah, that's why we call it Ayin Reish Hei, Amud Aleph. And we're in the middle of Simin Tof Tes in the fourth volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we begin with Sif Vav on the second line. The Mechaber tells us, Avad Eruvo Onisraf, if the person put out his Eruv Tuchumim, and the Eruv Tuchumim either was lost or it got burnt up. So we'll see, it's critical when this happened. So, or alternatively, or if he put it within an appropriate place within his tchum, that he could reach it on the Bein HaShemashos, but now it rolled beyond the Dalet Amos, outside his tchum. So it's a 2004 Amos or beyond at the start of the Bein HaShemashos. Alternatively, or it was truma and it was tamei. So now this truma that's tamei is not able to be eaten by Yisrael, obviously, but it's not even able to be eaten by a kohen. So if this happened, mib'od yom, if any of these items happened over here, the Mishnah Berurah says, sivkot chav dalet, it's talking about akulu koi, any of these things that happened, either the eruv was lost, it was burnt, it rolled outside the 2,000 amot chum, more than 4 amos, or it was truma that became tamei, if any of these things happened while it was still before the Bein HaShemashos, it's Friday afternoon, mib'od yom, ain't aware, then it's not a good eruv. As the Mishnah Berurah explains, in Siv Katan Chav Gimel, we're talking here about the Truma Tmeya, the Lo Chazi, Lo Lekoin, Lo Yisrael. As I mentioned, none of these were good in the situation of Truma Tmeya for either a Kohen or Yisrael, or if they're burnt or they're lost, or it's outside the Trum, it's not reachable, so it's not able to be eaten during the Bein HaShemashos period of time. So in all of these situations, it is no good. Eino Erev. However, Misha Chashecha, if this occurred, any one of these things happened to it that ruined it from being edible, but it happened after the Bein HaShemashos, i.e. when it's dark, Hareza Erev, then it was a good Erev because Shekinia So Erev Bein HaShemashos, because at the time of the Bein HaShemashos, it wasn't in effect, and therefore it was Chal, and the person was Kohen his Shvitza at that place. What about if it's a doubt? You don't know. Im Sofek, we don't know whether it was present there or not in the Bein HaShemashos. So then, by default, since this is the Dinder Rabbanan, kosher, we can go Lukula, because Shesofek Ha'eruv kosher, because in a situation of the Rabbanan, a Sofek the Rabbanan, we can go Lukula, and we can assume that the halachic status was maintained, it was kosher beforehand, and now we're not sure whether it's still kosher during the Bein HaShemashos, so it had a Cheskes Kashrus over here, and since we have that Cheskes Kashrus, and now it's a Sofek the Rabbanan, we can rely upon the Chazaka that it still is good. And the Mechaber tells us that's because Vushiyilo Cheskes Kashrus, because it had a Cheskes Kashrus, it was good when you put it there, and we just don't know if it was still there during the Bein HaShemashos. So for example, Kigon Zeh Shinichu Shom the Eira Bosofik. He knows he put it in a good place. It was kosher and edible originally, and now we don't know during the Bein HaShemashos was it still in the right place and still edible. In that situation, we can go Sofik the Rabbanan Lakula. However, Avalim lo hayolo cheskes kashrus, if it never had a guaranteed that it was good during Friday afternoon before the Bein HaShemashos period of time. For example, kigon safek im hunach shomim lo, he sends somebody to put it there and the person's not around and we can't ask that person, did he or did he not put it over there? Or in any other situation, when we don't know for certain that it had a cheskes kashrus, that it was good in that place, so kigon safek im hunach shomim lo, and we don't know if it was there or not, then lo, then we can't rely upon this concept of safek derabbanan lekula. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Chafei, v'uadin, the same thing would apply, that we can't rely upon it, b'niach l'chatchila safek truma tmeya. If he put it over there, originally, something that was a safek, whether it was truma tmeya, so it never had a cheskes kashrus of being good. Or, o safek trefa, the ain't a Erev. Or it was a Sofek, whether it was kosher or not, it was a Trefa, and in this situation, it's not a good Erev. You can't say over here, Sofek Derabbanan Lekula, because it never had a Cheskes Kashrus. The Mavach lo yelo Cheskes Kashrus, because in addition to the fact that it didn't have a Cheskes Kashrus, you need Bo'in Ansu Da Haru'uya Lecho Bein HaShemashos. It must be something that could definitely be eaten during the Bein HaShemashos. And as the Chofetz Chaim says in the Shaar HaTzion, Oskav Hei, the Sofek Trefa Lekuliyama ain't no Erev. Everybody would agree that this is no good. The ain't a Ru'uya Lecho Bein HaShemashos because it couldn't be eaten. Halacha L'maisa, you can't eat a Sofek kosher. And therefore, it's partial from Shas and the Rambam that this would not be good. And therefore, V'kanshu Sofek Issa, whenever you're dealing with a Sofek Issa, therefore you can't have it. We don't say it'll be a Sofek Derabbanan Lekula, but we say that it doesn't have a Cheskes Kashrus, and therefore ain't a Ru'uya can't be eaten, and therefore something can't be eaten during the Bein HaShemashos period of time. It is not considered a good Erev. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Ketzad asiyas erev. How does one actually go make his erev tchumim? So there are two ways the Mechaber is going to be telling us. You can physically stand where you want your erev to be. You make your shvisa by physically being there. Or, as we'll see, even lechatrila, ledvar mitzvah, a person can make sure that he just has his shtei sudos in that spot and can designate that spot to be his mokum shvisa, to be his focal point where his 2,000 amos will go in all directions. So that's what the Mechaber is now going to tell us here in Siv Zayin. Ketzad asiyas erev. How does one make his focal point, his shvisa, for his erev tchumen? So the Mechaber tells us, Imrod selelech b'sofa tchum, if a person physically wants to walk to the end of his tchum, o b'socha, or any place within where he can reach, obviously, before the Ben HaShemashos, ulahach shesham, and he'll stay there during the Ben HaShemashos period of time, it'll get dark over there on that person. The Mishnah explains this, Sivkon Chavav, hainu, sheyoshev shom, kol Ben HaShemashos, he'll stay there the entire Ben HaShemashos period of time, atche chashecha, until it's nightfall. So then, vadai, that works over here, that is his focal point, he brings down the Chai Adam, brings a raya, Mila Kamen and Simon Tov Tezvav Siv Beis Ayin Sham. That is an absolutely good kashra way to make your focal point, to make your shvisa by physically being over there. And the Mechaber tells us, Zehu Ikar Mitzvah. So that's the Ikar over here, how a person makes his makom shvisa. As the Mishnah explains in Siv Katan Chav Zayin, Rotsu Lomai, the Mechaber is telling us over here, Shekona Shvisaso Biraglav. A person can certainly be acquiring his focal point, his place where he is establishing himself to have 2,000 amos in all directions by physically walking there, by going there. Shu Omet Shom De'esh Shenichnas HaShabbos. He's physically standing over there at the time that Shabbos starts. Now, interesting discussion. Dear Shul, footnote number 20. What happens if he's physically walking at that time? The person's walking during the Ben HaShemashos. He's going to shul and he's walking and he wants his makom shvisa to be where he is. So can he say, well, you have to stop and stay there during the entire Ben HaShemashos? In fact, that's indeed what the Raavad says. If you're walking, you're not kona shvisa. However, the Rashba brings down la'olam kona adam shvisa b'makom shusham. Wherever you physically are, that is going to be your makom shvisa, even if you're actually physically walking at the time that Shabbos comes in, at the time of the Ben HaShemashos. Siv Katan Chav Ches, the Mechaber told us that's the Ikar Mitzvah. What does he mean by that? The Mishnah explains. The Mechaber is not telling us that you must do it this way and making it with bread, with the shtei sudos, is a bidyeved. No, making it with bread is also a lechatchila way of doing so. However, Ella, the Ikar HaTakan Hu Berego, but the normal way that people did it was via walking physically to that spot. In order to make it easy for a person, that if a person didn't want to, it was difficult, he didn't have to actually physically go there himself, dafka, by specifically, v'leishiv shom ashetech, he'll have to stay there till it's dark. The rabbis made up the concept of over here, hitiru l'arv b'pas, that you can make your air of your mokum shvisa, your focal point, with shtei sudos. And this way the person did not have to physically stay there at the Ben HaShemashos time. And not only that, you didn't even have to put it there yourself. You could send the shliach to do it for you, as we will learn momentarily. As opposed to, you can't send somebody there to stand for you. There, they can only do that if they bring the food for you. In any event, the Mechaber continues and says, in this situation where you're standing there, so then afilu lo amar shvi sasi bimkomi, even if you don't officially declare that you want this to be a focal point over here, ela hechshech, you just stay there until it got dark, shom v'shasak, and you were silent. Nevertheless, lo shnoa mishiyotzi mibesu lahachshech ala tchum, it doesn't make any difference whether you're a person leaving your house to go and make your tchum physically over there, lo shnoa, and it doesn't make any difference, mishab abba derech v'choshlo, if somebody's on the road and they physically stop over there, in either event, the bottom line is, kona alpayim ama below amira. You are going to be acquiring your focal point by your physically being over there. The Mishnah Berurah does bring down a slight nafkamina between the two, and you can see this in Oz Chav Tes in the Mishnah Berurah. First, he says, Hainu de Bishneim ain't Sarach Amir Vadai Bishtika. Both of them have the same rule that you don't have to physically say, this is my Mokum Shvisa, and it'd be enough just to physically be there. However, Avol, he says, Mikol Mokum Yeshnaf Kamina. There is a slight difference between the person who's leaving his house to go to make his Mokum Shvisa as opposed to somebody traveling on the road, and wherever he is, that becomes his Mokum Shvisa. The Kishyotim, basically, when you're leaving your house, Hudavka Biyotzi Almanas Lahachshich Al Hatchum, it's only going to be your Mokum Shvisa if that is your intention, that that's where you want to be. Kede Likno Shom Shvisa. That should be your new focal point. Avo Bistama. If somebody physically is not in his house, he's going to shul on Friday afternoon. So he's physically in the shul at the start of Shabbos, but he wants his tchum to be at his house. For example, it's not a city. The shul's outside the city, but he doesn't want that to be his makom shvisa. He wants his house to be his makom shvisa. Then Rishiyotzim in a year, the choshlo toch tchumo, when he left the city to go and be in the shul, let's say, outside of his house, but within his tum, the choshlo toch tum, he's still within his tum, the lonis kav is likno shom shvisa, but doesn't want that to be his mokum shvisa. It's outside the city, but it's still within his tum, so ain't no kone shom shvisa. We don't see that the shul is his focal point. El beveso, he wants his house to be his focal point, kiven shu somach leveso, so this is still within the 2,000 amas of his house. He obviously wants his house to be his focal point. So if stan, he's outside of the city, but within his tum, we don't say that that's his place if he's with going back to his house, as opposed to avol abo baderech, the choshlo, if somebody is on the road, and he happens to stop over there. Even if he didn't specifically state over there that I want that to be my makom shvisa, mimela kana shem shvisa. Obviously, that's his focal point. And he would have the 2,000 amas in every direction, even if he's sleeping over there, so he certainly didn't have any kavana. Nevertheless, by default, that is his makom shvisa. As we've already explained, kamoshin is world el, simon tov aleph, and he brings us down the name of the yachronim. So until now, the Mechaber has been talking about where the person is physically making the Mokum Shvisa with his legs. If the person, for whatever the reason, doesn't wish to go and trouble himself to physically stand at the Bein HaShemashos where he wants his Mokum Shvisa to be, and the Chavetz Chaim, the Bir Halacha, the Bir Maskel, the Eino Rotz, he doesn't want to trouble himself, says, the Eir B'Regel, Eino Yochol Lassos HaYidei Shliach, you can't have somebody else stand there for you. The only way you can do it with your feet is if you do it yourself. When you send a Shliach, you can do it with food, but you can't do it by having him be your feet, so to say. So if the person, for whatever the reason, doesn't want to trouble himself to have to stand there during the Bein HaShemashos period of time, so what can he do? Yelech mebod yom. He can himself, or through a shaliach, send food over the yaniach sham mazon shtei sudos, have the meals, 2 meals worth of food over there in the place where he would like his makom shvisa to be. Kol echad v'echad kifi mezono imhu chole. We delete above. So every person has to have mezonos over there according to his status. We'll see at a minimum, if he's a sick person, he'll have a smaller amount of food, so he has to make sure that he has at least a shtei sudos over there. The Mishnah Berurah explains the sifkat and lamed kefi mizono im huchole. He says we delete the vav kach tzorich lomar, that you leave out the vav, so the person has to leave shtei mizonos, shtei sudos worth of food over there, as if he was a sick person. Rosa lomar the lechole for a sick person misharin besudos shalom. A sick person obviously doesn't need as much. Doesn't need the regular standard shear of shisha beitzim for 2 sudos, as we'll see. And the same thing would apply to lezakin, an older person. The person, we can go for a minimum, because it's a din derabbanan, we can go lekul over here, if the person doesn't require 6 beitzim for 2 sudos. He only requires 4 beitzim for the 2 sudos. That would be fine. As opposed to avol yodim barri, for a regular healthy person, misharin liolam bisudos beinonius. For a healthy person, as we'll see, we're going to see in a moment, then a person needs to have a regular 6 beitzim, some say 8 beitzim's worth of food for the 2 sudos. And if, in fact, he is a very big person or a hungry person, that's what the Mechaber continues over here. We have the Girsa O Rav Asan, but the Mishnah Berurah tells us in Sifkot and Lamed Aleph, Bitzorech Lomar V'Rav Asan, for a person who requires a lot more food, as the Mishnah Berurah continues, the lokoi adilel rak din acherash minan, that now we're going to say another din over here, the after bechole bididei misharinam, by the sick person, you go the smaller amount, mikomokom b'ravoson, by a very, very healthy person, a ravenous person, misharin besudus beninis kisharodam, then you don't go by, well, he needs 6 beitzes for each meal, so he needs 12 beitzes altogether, we don't say that. For a very hungry person, nevertheless, you can still take the smaller share of a regular person. And the reason the Mishnah Berurah says is because you're allowed to go for the more lenient amount over here. A sicker person can have less, and a very, very hungry person can still have the standard size amount. He doesn't need more than that. So, v'ravason, or a healthy person, a regular person, shiuro shtei sudos, the amount that you have to put over there is shtei sudos, beinonius, for an average person, not for a very hungry person, but for an average person. And how much is that? Shein kishisha beitzim. The Mechaber here picked the shita that says that the shtei sudos are kishisha beitzim. As we'll see in a moment, the ayin le'elder, Amor says, simen shin samaches siv gimel, that there are different opinions over here. We'll see this inside in the Mishnah Berurah. And now let's look at the Mishnah Berurah siv kot lamed beis, kishisha beitzim, im klipasim. When we talk about 6 eggs, it's talking about the eggs with their shell. And the issue footnote number 23 has a whole discussion exactly what are the relationships between a grogeres, a kizayis, and a beitza. And he goes through different comparisons. Are you dealing about a beitza with the shell, without the shell? Is a kizayis half of a kibetza? Is it about a third of a kibetza? And where does a grogeres fit in? It's a little bit bigger than the kizayis. Ayin sham in the issue footnote number 23 for a quick reminder of what the basic relationships are between a kizayis, a grogeres, and a beitza. Ayin sham. Mishnah Berurah explains the Ramah in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, telling us that over there in Simin Shin Samaches, we learned, he brings down from the Mechaber over there, Hey, the Mechaber, Das Yeshomim, Shem Kishmona Beitzim. Over here, the Mechaber Stam just said six Beitzim. Over there, the Mechaber brought down that there is a Yeshomim that says it's eight Beitzim for two meals. The Kan saw some Kedir Rishon. And here, the Mechaber chose the opinion that says it's just six Beitzim and didn't go into the Machlokis. Over there, the Rama wrote that one should be Machmer over there, like the opinion of the Yeshomim that says it should be eight Beitzim. The issue footnote number 24 says, how do we paskin l'maisi? Brings down from the Chazon Ish. So for Erev Tchumim, yesh l'niach kishir shmone beitzim im kli pasim. One should take the largest shear possible, which is eight beitzim worth of food, and those beitzim are with their shell. He brings down alternate opinions as well, the famous opinion of Rav Chaim Noah, Satzal, who argues throughout all the halachos with the Chazon Ish and others in regards to what are the size of the beitzim, put them into modern day terms, how many grams they are, etc. Look in Deir Shu footnote number 24. Now, what material, what type of food can you actually have over there for the Shtei Sudos? So the Mechaber writes, this should be ideally mipas, from bread, or alternatively, mikol dover shemishtatvim bo shitufei mavoyos. Anything that would be good for shitufei mavoyos, as opposed to an Erev Chatzeros, which must be bread, shitufei mavoyos can be any edible food. So too, with the Erev Tichumim, it could be from bread, or it can be from any other edible food, a food that you can use for a shituf mavoyos. Now, not all foods can be used for shituf mavoyos. We'll see this in a moment. Remind ourselves what the din is. And the Mishnah explains the Sivkot and Lamed Dalet, Kimavur Simin Shin Pei Vav. We've already learned the dinim of shituf mavoyos in Simin Shin Pei Vav, Ayin Sham, the low Kevur Chatzeros, but not like in Erev Chatzeros, the Ein Ma'arvin El Vafas. That must be Bedavka with bread. Now, the issue footnote number 25 brings down that we learned over there in the Shulchan Aruch, Shema Arvin, you can make a shituf mavoyos. Anything that is edible can be used for a sheet of mavoyos. However, but something that's not really edible, one shouldn't use for a sheet of mavoyos or for an erev tchumim. So, for example, if you have rice or millet or other types of beans that haven't been cooked, you can't use them unless they've been really fully cooked. He talks about kamein and pitrios, various types of mushrooms, the machlokis and the poskim. Can you not use them? The Shulchan Aruch says no. The Vilna Gaon says yes. And he brings down as well over there, She'ein ma'arvin b'mayim levad o b'melech levado. You can't use salt or water themselves, but they could be mixed into something else to make something that would be good for the Shtei Sudos of an Erev Tichumen. Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkot and Lamed Hey, v'anishba shelo yonim ikikar. If somebody made a neder that he will not get benefit from a kikar, so can he use this for his Erev Tichumim? Sa'af al gav desu lo chazi lishitov, even though he couldn't use this for a shitov from avayos, as we've already learned, kimavur le'el in simin shin pei vav sov sivches l'dasa yeshomim, according to the Yeshomrim. Nevertheless, in regards to l'Erev Tichumim, you would be allowed to use something that you were also Bahanoa from because of a neder. Chazi Lukulyama. Everybody would agree that here it is good. Why? Because here, the only reason you're allowed to make an Erev Tichumim is for the purposes of going to a shir, let's say, for a Dvar Mitzvah. And therefore, the only Hanoa you're getting from this Erev Tichumim is Dvar Mitzvah. Bahanoa's Mitzvah, lo chashiv Hanoa. That's not considered Hanoa that you're getting. So even though you forsworn from this item getting Hanoa, you're not getting halachic Hanoa over here. You're getting spiritual hanoah, but not halachic hanoah, the mitzvos lav lihanos nitnu, because the shir that you're listening to, while you may enjoy it very much, is not considered a physical hanoah, and therefore mitzvos lav lihanos nitnu, you're only getting hanoah of a mitzvah over here, and that's not considered hanoah in regards to this din. Now, there is somewhat of a discussion about this in the issue footnote number 26. He brings down opinions. What happens if you're getting both a spiritual hanoah as well as a physical hanoah? Let's say you're going to a wedding. You'd be mesameach dechos in the kala, and you're also enjoying the smorgasbord. So it brings down a machlokis over here, whether you can or cannot use an erev tichumim for something like that. Similarly, in the issue footnote number 27, he brings down a similar machlokis. What about if it's a Talmud Torah? Talmud Torah, a person gets a real geschmack from, but is that considered over here a physical gishmak, or is that only considered a halachic gishmak, and it would be mitzvah slav lehonus nitnu? So ayin both in Dirshu footnote 26 and 27 for interesting discussions about both of these scenarios. So that's if you're putting down actual food. What happens if you're putting down an accompaniment? You're putting down something that is accompanying a suda, a side dish, for example. So how much you need over there? It would be sufficient if it's able to be accompanying the amount that you would need of this side dish over here to have with two full meals. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Lamed Vav explains, and how do we define liftin over here, this accompaniment? This has all been discussed previously, and look in Dirshu footnote number 28, we'll bring down some of those ideas. The Mishnah Berurah continues and he writes, "V'nei le'inyan shir shtei sudos, in order to define the setting of two meals, bekan sorach mazon shtei sudos maichol or lifton l'kol echad v'yechad b'nei atzel. For every person that's going to use this, you need to have two meals. V'afilu b'alabaisim b'nei beisul sorach l'niach l'kol echad shir erev. And every person himself as well as his family needs to have the shear, except chutz mimno katan hatzorich lima, except he has a young child that needs his mother, because the common besimun tough yud gimel tough yud dal, as we will learn. This is different than the shittuf b'vayis. One can do it for everybody. The shom ha'avim b'mozor shtei tzuzos chol ha'ir. He says ayin the beis yosef shekosta b'shem agos ashri eitzo lar b'chomes. He used vinegar because you need only a small amount. The naat chomes sagil harbi anoshel tavo bo yarek mizon shtei tzuzos. You can use a little bit over there for the entire meal. This is shim b'chomes because it's a smaller suda, like we learned in shin peivav. However, not everybody agrees. The El Yerabba brings down the name of Poskim. The Latavosh Nesu, the Sarkovias Chomis, need a revius for everybody in that situation, and therefore you'd need a lot more. With that, we conclude today's shir.